All right, Clubber Max, Simonson, Voland. Yep. I don't even know how you guys really did because I was watching the craziness up front. Yep. First of all, though, Simonson, you had to go through the LCQ. Good job on that. That's pretty nerve-wracking. And Voland, you had to, like, ride your ass off to get into the main, too, after a shitty start or whatever. So let's start with you. Heat race thoughts?
Yeah, not a good start. I mean, I had a pretty decent jump. I just missed my shift, and then Devin ended up falling right in front of me. Yep. So we were both buried dead last. And then, it's chaos with those dudes in the back. They're so squirrely. And then, I was moving up, and then I think I was in 10th, just behind 9th, and I had a rock in my clutch. My clutch lever, so I missed the finish line. Devin got me. Devin got me, and then he tried to pass, I think, Hardy for ninth, and missed that long rhythm before the Supercross triple, and he framed the triple out, and I tripled out clean, and I see an opportunity, and I didn't mean to take the guy down, but I ended up taking my own teammate out, so sweet on my job, I guess, but I barely squeezed it in, and then I'm not sure what he got.
For you, Simonson, I'm like, oh no, he's got to go after Hardy. At one point, I'm like, that's never good.
I was willing to go for it too, though. Max explained it. I mean, went down off the start right in front of Max. Both went down, whatever. Came back through the pack good, and I was right there on the bubble and tried to make an aggressive pass on Hardy, and it didn't necessarily work. Hardy'd, you know, and and then the next turn, I ended up going down. Max gave me a little help, but I would have done the same thing, man. It's racing, you know. And then made it happen to the LCQ. But
LCQ nerve-wracking at all?
Oh, my gosh. Was it, dude? I tried so hard in the heat race, too. Like, kind of put everything into it to try to catch back up. You know, I did not want to go to the LCQ. So then I put everything into it, still had to go to the LCQ, and then I'm nervous. Like, you never know what's going to happen in those things. You got to get a good start and sprint. So, again, I laid it all out there, and I was pretty smoked for the main, honestly. I think I got like 17th or something. But considering the beginning of the year I had with the broken wrist and how much time I've had on the bike, can't complain.
I got to say, Voland, for him, broken wrist, off all year. He really impressed me at his three races. Like, he was way better than I thought. Now I owe him some money.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Devin crushed it. I mean, even in the off season, he was riding really good before he got hurt. And it sucked to see him get hurt. And then, it's just one of those injuries where it's like it took him so long to get back. And luckily, he did get three races in. Honestly, he impressed me, too. He rode really good. And honestly, like, even on the practice track, like, he wasn't doing great at club. As soon as we got to the race, it was, like, new guy. So he rode awesome when we went to the first race. And
he's not honestly, a practice warrior.
No, he's definitely better at the races. Absolutely. Devin's definitely better at the races. Yeah. And, my race was all right.
I got Jermango.
Yeah. Outside gate, being eighth gate pick, or eighth in the heat, and then, like, I don't know what. So I was way outside, and got a good jump, actually, and just gave it a Hail Mary. Just left it on as long as I could and just left it on too long and just couldn't stop.
And you were the guy that you had to go circle back around?
Yeah, not quite. Almost. Almost. Okay. Maybe it was Devin, because he was even outside
of us.
Was
a club guy. Did you have to go around the jump, the finish line off the start in the main?
No.
I thought it was one of you guys.
It was close. I was close to almost going off the track.
Yeah. Some dudes just went, like, had to go all the way around.
Yeah. And then, it was a stacked field and a lot of guys, and just I didn't ride great. Just honestly didn't ride great. But, I mean, take from the season, I got a podium, my first podium. And from where I came from, I made a lot of improvement in the past 6 months than I have pretty much my whole career. So, I'm good at Paula. I like outdoors. So, let's bring on the outdoors.
Jumpy track tonight, right? Like long rhythms and like lots of jumps. I mean, it was kind of basic, but it still was busy.
Honestly, I think it was the best track build when it came to rhythm wise. Like that long rhythm, we had three or four different rhythms through that we could do.
Nothing was really fastest, I don't think.
No, not unless you got the quad over table. That was the best line, but that was not easy on a 250. I think I got it a handful of times when I was throughout the day. So I actually liked the layout. The layout was good, and I think it was a good race layout. It's just the dirt's so hard packed, it makes it so hard to move around, just kind of stuck to one line.
Sure. And then, like you said, successful Supercross season for you. Tonight wasn't great, but I think, when I look back at it, you were building better. Heat races were good. Near the end of the year, your time qualifying got better. Like, it was really good.
Yeah, everything was building the right direction, and it's just, last race, is what it is. Yeah. So it wasn't a great one, but I'll forget about it and just take it as, I got a podium or, as my last race. And I rode really good in outdoors before I came here, so I'm feeling really good in outdoors right now, and I'm just going to try and build a base and get the cardio up and get ready to just hammer some heavy outdoor motos.
I had a guy tell me that he thinks your brake setup's going to be really good for outdoors.
Yeah, honestly, the one day I rode it, I rode it like 2-3 days, and on our high-speed track, it was really good for the long right-handed ruts, so I could stand really late in my turns and still have full control of my brakes, so for the turns, it's definitely better, I think, on outdoors.
All right, good job. We'll see you, Paula. Simonson for you. No outdoors for you, but if there's an injury at all? Did they tell you to stay ready, or what are we at? Are we going on the boat all summer?
No, I'm staying ready anyways. Like, I'm going to ride and race, hit some pro-ams, make some money, and, yeah, if the opportunity comes, I'll be ready for it.
Yeah. So they haven't shut the door on you for outdoors?
No, not necessarily shut the door, but I don't really know if the door was ever opened, right? But it wasn't like a no, it's not going to happen. But, yeah, there's some possibility, I think.
Okay. I'll enjoy your summer off and racing fair races,
hey,
I guess.
Man, I'll have to come get on the show again.
Yeah.
Me and TJ, let's go.
Yeah, anytime. You guys are welcome. I think it went pretty well. So, all right, great work coming back. You impressed, I think, a lot of people. So, good job. Even Phil was very complimentary of you. So, that says something.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.